World Sports on the BBC with Andy Barwell. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Mario Balotelli is to return to the English Premier League at Liverpool. Angel Di Maria wants out of Real Madrid. And we're here from one of the team managers in the new Indian Super League football. But first, we start with managerless English Premier League side Crystal Palace, who are now without a sporting director after Ian Moody resigned from the post. It comes after the Football Association confirmed that they are investigating allegations of misconduct against Moody and the former Cardiff City manager Malky Mackay when the pair worked together at Cardiff. Mackay is now out of the running for that manager's job at Selhurst Park. BBC correspondent Richard Conway's been following the story.
This has been quite an acrimonious, quite a difficult few days for all the parties concerned in this story. But what we know is that Tony Pulis was the manager of Crystal Palace. He resigned. That prompted a search by Crystal Palace for a new manager. Now, everyone you know, who was closely watching this story expected that Malky Mackay would be appointed, and that was because he had a good relationship with Steve Parish, Crystal Palace's owner, and because Ian Moody, who was the former head of recruitment at Cardiff City, where, of course, Malky Mackay was once manager, had moved to Palace as well. So they were expected to be reunited, Ian Moody now the sporting director there at Palace. But after a number of days, it became clear that there was clearly a problem, there was clearly an issue, and Malky Mackay hadn't been named as manager. Now what we know is that the reason for that and the reason why that job offer was never formalised is because Crystal Palace became aware that a series of allegations had been submitted to the Football Association by Cardiff City regarding alleged misconduct by Malky Mackay and Ian Moody, in fact, while they were employed at Cardiff City.
Well, in a statement, the League Managers Association say that Malky Mackay was very concerned about the seriously inaccurate and misleading reports in the British media. He will cooperate with any FA investigation. The statement said text messages sent during Mackay's time as Cardiff manager were regrettable, although it tried to explain his conduct by saying they were merely part of friendly text message banter. And more news about Crystal Palace. It's now emerged that the former Spurs boss Tim Sherwood says he doesn't want to be considered for the manager's job at Selhurst Park. Liverpool have agreed a fee of $26.5 million with AC Milan for Mario Balotelli, with the two parties now discussing personal terms just a couple of weeks after boss Brendan Rodgers ruled out a move for the Italian international. The striker scored 30 times in 54 games for Milan following a move from Manchester City back in January last year, but he is set to replace Luis Suarez, who left to join Barcelona. Balotelli could even make his debut for Liverpool against Manchester City on Monday evening. The former Liverpool defender Mark Lawrenson says it has the potential to be an inspired signing for his old club.
For Liverpool, they have to have a striker. They have to have somebody who's quick, somebody who's strong and will score enough goals. And the only one probably at the moment that they can do the deal with is Balotelli, because if Sturridge, if and when he gets injured, they don't have anybody else of that ilk. They don't have a player who can play up there on his own. This fella, you'd argue, actually might play up there on his own better on his day than Sturridge at the moment, because he just gives you a little bit more, and he's one of those who loves to play up there on his own as well. So I think, you know, the key to this, obviously apart from Mario himself, is going to be Brendan Rodgers. Generally, Brendan Rodgers, I feel, is man management is very, very good. Look how he sort of turned Suarez around last year. The season that he had was absolutely fantastic. So he's probably thinking, listen, mm-hmm. I've had a little bit of a one troubled child, for want of a better description. Why not have another go at another one?
Real Madrid coach Carlo Ancelotti has confirmed that the midfielder Angel Di Maria has asked to leave the European champions before the end of the transfer window. The 26-year-old Argentine, who missed the World Cup final defeat by Germany because of injury, was a star performer as Real claimed a 10th European crown last season. He's now fallen down the pecking order at the Bernabeu. With more details from Madrid, here's the BBC's Asif Arni.
With new signings James Rodriguez and Toni Kroos making their way into the first team, it looks like there isn't space for Di Maria to play more than a bit part this season, and he's clearly not happy with that. He did come on as a late substitution in Real's game at Atletico Madrid in the Spanish Super Cup to a huge standing ovation, so clearly the fans don't want him to leave. That does seem to be the case. Ancelotti has also admitted that Sami Khedira has rejected the offer of a new contract.
In the qualifying playoffs for the Europa League group stages, there was better news for Legia Warsaw, who went out of the Champions League for fielding a banned player. The Polish side were 1-0 first leg winners at FK Aktobe of Kazakhstan. Spanish side Villarreal were 3-0 first leg winners at another Kazakh side, Astana. Dutch team final drew 1-1 away to Zorya Luhansk of Ukraine. Mixed fortunes for two English Premier League sides. Tottenham Hotspur, 2-1 winners in Cyprus at AEL Limassol. Hull City defeated 1-0 in the first leg in Belgium by Lokeren. Rwanda will find out next week if they're to be reinstated into qualifying for the Africa Cup of Nations. Despite beating Libya and DR Congo, Rwanda were thrown out of the competition for fielding a player who was found to have two identities. Now, 49 overseas players have been drafted into 8 franchises set to make up the Indian Super League. Indian players have already been drafted, with marquee players or legends still to be selected for the competition, which is due to be staged between October and December. The former French international defender Bernard Mendy is the most costly player selected on Thursday. He'll be paid $80,000 for the season to play for Team Chennai. Newcastle United striker Michael Chopra is to play for Kerala Blasters. Now, that side is part owned by the cricket legend Sachin Tendulkar, to be managed by the former England and Liverpool goalkeeper David James. And for David James, one of the attractions is helping to develop the game in India.
The season is at a time where you are competing with very, very well established leagues, but because the format is different, it's unique. And in its own right, it will have an attraction. And whether this will become a format which could be copied elsewhere, that would be good. That will show how successful it is. I think long term, it will be the success of the Indian national side will be the benchmark to how good this league is. Because I think the ISL has now created an opportunity for young Indian want-to-be footballers, if you like, to have a chance to see some heroes, create heroes, and therefore create a legacy and help with the grassroots development of Indian football.
Well, at Athletics, the latest Diamond League meeting in Stockholm, the Olympic champion and world record holder Renard Laverney suffered a surprise defeat just 5 days after the Frenchman wrapped up a third straight European title. He failed 3 times to clear 5.60 metres, a height well below the world record of 6.16 metres. It brought to an end a run of 20 consecutive wins. And the American Jennifer Simpson was the winner of the women's 1500 metres, which featured the top 3 finishers from the recent European Championships. Now on to tennis news. Former champions Novak Djokovic, the top seed, and Andy Murray, who's seeded 8, could meet in the men's quarterfinals of the US Open tennis following Thursday's draw. The second seed there, Roger Federer, has the potential of a quarterfinal meeting against the Bulgarian player Grigor Dimitrov, the man who ended Murray's Wimbledon title defence this year. Some interesting things going on in the women's singles, the draw made there. The two-time defending champion Serena Williams is facing a quarterfinal meeting with Anna Ivanovic. Now, Ivanovic beat her at the Australian Open back in January. And the third seed, Petra Kvitova, and the seventh seed, Eugenie Bouchard, could also meet in the quarterfinals at the US Open in Flushing Meadows. That will be a repeat of this year's Wimbledon women's singles final. Some golf news. The American Bo Van Belt leads after the first round of the Barclays events at Ridgewood in New Jersey. It's the first of the 4-event FedEx Cup playoffs. World number one, Rory McIlroy, 9 off the pace. Before we go, the top story. Former Cardiff City boss Malky Mackay has apologised for sending text messages that he admitted were disrespectful of other cultures, but claims they were part of friendly text banter. Stay with us if you can. Further updates throughout the day, but for now, that's World Sport from the BBC.